WHDD presents Susan Says.
Well, it's a contest. Which state is run the worst by the worst governor and killing the most people? So far, Florida wins. But Texas is now catching up. This week, a really reprehensible cave-age abortion bill leaving nowhere for anyone without means in Texas to exercise their choice that is, even after rape or incest was passed by the Texas whatever they are and signed by that jerk. 6 weeks now is when anyone in Texas can take anyone, a so-called acquaintance, or yes, a total stranger for punishment about abortion, and then collect a reward for doing it. Just what Texans need, more nut jobs, persecuting people and using their guns more than usual. And as for the Supreme Court, well, missing in action or perhaps the beginning of seeing Roe v. Wade disappear. Scary, scary sign. And Florida, with a slew of morons in public policy, fighting masks, yes, still killing people every day. The hospitals are overrun. They're using parking lots for treatment. That jackass governor who's a Trump wannabe has got to be the most evil thing since, well, the original orange thing. 30-year-olds are the largest group dying there, people. Unvaccinated 30-year-olds. Well, sad to say, both states are now off my travel. Two states out of mind. My darling teddy bear buddy Ed Asner has left us. He won an Emmy for one of my scripts on Mary Tyler Moore. He thrilled my mother by mentioning my name on TV. She never got over that. He was fun, flirtatious, feisty, sexy in a teddy bear way. He had a long, illustrious life, 400 performances in TV, stage, movies, and then his political life and philanthropy. He died peacefully at 91, and that's the way to do it. I loved him. New Orleans, one of my favorite cities, is suffering the wrath of nature, so sad, so awful. They are recovering from all the prior times, and it happened on the same day as the last big one. Thank God the levees held, but everything else is gone. Dark, wet, wild. The fires in California, unstoppable. Tell me about no climate change, you deniers, while you're promoting no vaccine either. Half of this country is either evil or stupid, and you know which half I think it is. I'm going back to bed. I can't take much more.
Susan Silver was one of the original writers of such TV classics as The Mary Tyler Moore Show, Maude and Bob Newhart. She lectures and teaches sitcom writing and had a column on the New York Social Diary called The Search for Mr. Adequate. She hasn't found him yet. Appearing on TV and radio often, she expresses her views on life and opinions on everything.